Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Vivek Sabaya, MD, an associate professor in the Investigational Cancer Therapeutics Department and the Center Clinical Medical Director of the Clinical Center for Targeted Therapy in the Cancer Medicine Division at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Sabaya joined us to discuss the FDA approval of dabrafenib plus trametinib in solid tumors with BRAF V600E mutations. On June 22, 2022, the FDA approved the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib in adult and pediatric patients at least 6 years of age with BRAF V600E mutant metastatic or unresectable solid tumors who have progressed after previous treatments and who have no satisfactory alternative treatment options. This regulatory decision was based on findings from three clinical trials, the Phase 2 ROAR Basket Study, Arm H of the NCI MATCH Study, and Study X2-101. In the ROAR trial arm and Arm H of the NCI MATCH trial, the doublet elicited overall response rates of up to 80% in adult patients with BRAF V600E mutant solid tumors, including biliary tract cancer, high and low grade glioma, and certain gastrointestinal and gynecological cancers. In particular, the objective response rate was 46% in patients with biliary tract cancer, 33% in those with high grade glioma, 50% in those with low-grade glioma, 50% in those with adenocarcinoma of the small intestine, and 80% in those with low-grade serous ovarian cancer. Data from study X2-101, which enrolled pediatric patients with recurrent or refractory solid tumors, showed an objective response rate of 25% with the combination. Across all three trials, the toxicity profile of dabrafenib plus trametinib was found to be consistent with the doublet's known profile in other indications. In our exclusive interview, Sabaya highlighted the significance of this approval and contextualized these data for rare tumor types. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sabaya, for joining us to discuss the approval of dabrafenib and trametinib. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
All right. So as you know, on June 22nd, the FDA approved the combination for pretreated adult and pediatric patients with unresectable or metastatic BRAF V600E mutant solid tumors. What is the significance of the FDA approval of the combination in this population, and how do you see it affecting current practice patterns?
Thank you so much for the question. And as you mentioned, on June 22nd, 2022, the FDA granted accelerated approval to dabrafenib, which is a BRAF inhibitor, in combination with trametinib, which is a MEK inhibitor, in the treatment of adult and pediatric patients greater than 6 years of age with unresectable metastatic solid tumors that harbor the BRAF V600E mutation and progressed following prior treatment and have no satisfactory alternative treatment. Again, as we all know, BRAF plus MEK inhibitor combination, including this combination, including dabrafenib and trametinib, are currently FDA approved for melanoma, non-small cell lung cancer, and anaplastic thyroid cancer. So the lack of benefit, the clinical benefit in BRAF inhibition and BRAF V600 mutated colorectal cancer had prevented its tissue agnostic drug development. The MAP kinase pathway was first implicated in the pathogenesis of melanoma. And since then, we have three different combinations that have shown activity and are FDA approved in melanoma, specifically harboring BRAF V600E alteration. And following that, this combination, dabrafenib-trametinib, was FDA approved in anaplastic thyroid cancer and also non-small cell lung cancer harboring the BRAF V600 alteration. And you know, the main challenging thing is BRAF V600 alterations. When we review patients with all malignancies, we recently also reviewed the AACR GENIE database for the prevalence of BRAF V600 mutations across tumor types. We reviewed case reports, outcomes of patients with BRAF, non-melanoma malignancies. BRAF V600 mutations are prevalent across multiple non-melanoma malignancies. More than 20 different tumor types harbor this BRAF alteration. They definitely lean to oncogene addiction across all these tumor types. and are clinically actionable in a broad variety and range of adult and pediatric non-melanoma rare malignancies. So colorectal cancer here remained an exception. So this FDA approval, it's an accelerated approval and grants access to patients with rare diseases with harboring this BRAF V600 alteration. Again, this is a known drug that's already been FDA approved for three different indications. So the side effects are known and managed by oncologists. So this important tissue agnostic approval across solid tumors provides access to patients with these rare malignancies. I think that is the most important aspect of this FDA approval.
Can you put the efficacy data in context, especially for some of these more rare tumor types?
Absolutely. I think, you know, as I said earlier, we know the efficacy of a BRAF and MEK combination in melanoma. And patients do respond in BRAF V600 mutated melanoma. And we do have efficacy data in anaplastic thyroid cancer, which is a rare cancer. And then we have efficacy data in non-small cell lung cancer harboring BRAF V600 alteration. So we know that BRAF V600 alterations are actionable across these three tumor types. This trial, we put together three different clinical trials. The safety and efficacy were evaluated in 131 adult patients from open label multi-cohort studies, two adult trials and one pediatric trial. The main adult trial was the ROAR study, which is a rare oncology agnostic research study, and also the NCA MATCH study. And the pediatric study was patients from the CTMT212X2101 study. And this was also supported by the COMBI-D, COMBI-V, and studies in melanoma and lung cancer, already which has been described extensively in literature and the product labeling. The study that was a main study was the ROAR basket study, the Rare Oncology Agnostic Research, enrolled patients with BRAF V600 mutation across multiple tumor types like high-grade glioma, low-grade glioma, biliary tract cancer, adenocarcinoma of the small intestine, gastrointestinal stromal tumor, and anaplastic thyroid cancer. The NCA MATCH, you know, one of the protocols of the NCA MATCH enrolled the sub-protocol head specifically enrolled patients with adult patients with BRAF V600 mutation positive solid tumors, with the exception of melanoma, thyroid, and lung cancers, or CRC as well. The Part C and D of the pediatric study enrolled patients with BRAF V600 refractory or recurrent low-grade glioma, high-grade glioma. So the majority and major efficacy outcome measure of these studies was overall response rate using standard response criteria. For the 131 patients, a total of 54 patients, which is like 41% of patients, experienced an objective response. The study altogether enrolled 24 different tumor types that included high areas of highly unmet need like low-grade glioma and high-grade glioma. Among the highest represented tumor types, the objective response rate was 46%, specifically for biliary tract cancer. Biliary tract cancer or cholangiocarcinoma, we know that they also harbor the BRAF V600 alteration. For high-grade glioma, in all the high-grade gliomas combined, and the efficacy was 33%. And all the low-grade gliomas combined, the efficacy was 50%. Again, these are extremely rare tumors, and this is a highly area of unmet need. And for pediatric patients, specifically the 36 pediatric patients, the objective response rate was 25%, and the duration of response was greater than 6 months for 78% of patients, and more than 2 years for 44% of patients. Again, based on this data of clinical benefit and the area of unmet need, given the totality of evidence, this combination received a tissue agnostic approval across all solid tumors, with the exception of colorectal cancer, harboring BRAF V600 alteration.
So then what would you say are the implications on routine diagnostics?
Absolutely. I think the combination here of dabrafenib and trametinib demonstrates meaningful efficacy in multiple BRAF tumor types, including some patients with rare cancers who have no alternative treatment options. So physicians should definitely consider a BRAF test as a routine diagnostic step that could enable this new treatment option for patients with many solid tumors. Specifically, we need comprehensive next-gen sequencing testing in patients with solid tumors so that patients can benefit from BRAF-targeted therapy. Again, when oncologists do testing, they would do a broad-based panel testing that includes BRAF V600 alteration and tissue-agnostic targets like NTRK fusion or RET fusion or MMRD or MSI-high or tumor mutation burden high patients, which are approved across tumor indications. So, you know, tackling cancer is quite complex, you know, which is why we need all these, you know, technology, the latest technology, so that we can pursue meaningful advances in our patients with cancer.
Based on this approval and others in the past, do you believe that the field of oncology is headed toward more tumor agnostic approvals, or really just will it be used as sort of a tool for these more rare subsets?
I think it's going to be a combination of both. I think there will be more tissue agnostic approvals, especially for targets that share biomarker across different tumor indications. And you know, what we see from tumor agnostic approvals is that these biomarkers are seen in rare cancers than common cancers. You know, we are learning, again, these are, you know, new approvals and these are new targets and these are new medications. And we are learning as we go. The first ever agent, tissue agnostic agent that was approved was immunotherapy, pembrolizumab, for mismatch repair, you know, deficient patients with MSI high across all tumors, right? That was the first indication. So there was an immunotherapy for a genomic match. The second drug was larotrectinib for NTRK fusion positive solid tumors. The third drug was entrectinib. And subsequently, pembrolizumab also received approval for tumor mutation burden high patients. And more recently, you know, the other drug, dostarlimab, was also approved in a histology agnostic manner for MMR deficient patients. And you know, if you see that there's a VHL targeted agent also approved as a tissue agnostic indication, and the new kid on the block, you know, we've known this BRAF V600 as a targeted, you know, specific target for the last decade. But I think patients, you know, beyond melanoma or you know, lung cancer or anaplastic thyroid cancer harboring BRAF V600 did not have an FDA approved therapy, especially patients with cholangiocarcinoma, high grade and low grade gliomas. So this approval will provide access for these patients. You know, the thing I would like to add here is my personal belief is, you know, universal genomic testing is needed to, you know, move a needle against cancer. I think the more comprehensive tests we do in patients, the earlier in the disease course, more patients will benefit from these therapies.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLive SOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.